Big Apple boondoggle, Mayor Eric Adams awards millions to medical company to bus border crossers out of NYC. By John Binder on July 30, 2023. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., has reportedly thrown hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars at a medical company, tasked previously with testing for COVID-19, to bus border crossers and illegal aliens out of the sanctuary city. Since the spring of last year, more than 90,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in New York City. Adams has long criticized Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., for busing migrants to the sanctuary city, but recent reports reveal he has started a nearly identical busing program. A report from the New York Times details how a medical company called DocGo was awarded more than $400 million in local taxpayer dollars by Adams' office to bus border crossers and illegal aliens out of New York City to other towns in the state. The Times reports, more than 1,500 migrants have been sent to places as far as Buffalo, with more on the way. But many of the migrants have been greeted by protests at their new homes, as well as mistreatment and the false hope of jobs, emphasis added. Behind the broken promises is a medical services company, DocGo, that once contracted with the city to provide COVID testing and vaccination services, but pivoted to migrant care as the pandemic waned and a new crisis emerged, emphasis added. The city awarded DocGo a $432 million contract, which took effect in early May, without subjecting it to competitive bidding. The contract called for DocGo to house migrants and provide them with services including case management, medical care, food, transportation, lodging and round-the-clock security, emphasis added. According to the Times, border crossers and illegal aliens have been subjected to threats of violence, lies, and false senses of hope under Adams' busing program. In one instance caught on video, a security guard can be heard threatening a male migrant for talking to the media. Cities and towns across New York State are angry about the busing program as DocGo does not alert local officials when they are sending busloads of migrants to their community and does not provide any background information on who the migrants are. DocGo is only the latest company to reap the rewards of mass immigration to New York City, paid for by New Yorkers. Adams' most costly program has been to contract with the city's powerful hotel industry to house tens of thousands of migrants in luxury hotels. As a result, the hotel industry is profiting millions, potentially billions, from lucrative migrant hotel contracts. In many cases, records show that New Yorkers are being charged daily hotel rates that are well above their market rate. On average, New Yorkers pay $256 every day to provide a free hotel room to each migrant family. This is vastly more than what the city pays, $136 to $188, to provide housing for homeless New Yorkers. To afford the migrant hotels, Adams has suggested cutting back on services for New Yorkers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.